This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and this morning we're talking with Phyllis Reiser. Phyllis has over 25 years in the industry of insurance, and she's also a member of the Agents for Consumer Education. And Phyllis, welcome.
Thank you, Jared.
So today we're talking about a subject that applies to a lot of folks who own a home here in Northeast Texas or are paying a mortgage on a home here in Northeast Texas, and that is the shifting foundations. What is it about cracks in foundations that we need to know in terms of insurance?
Well, there's a couple of things you need to know about it, and number one is they probably inevitably may happen.
Yeah, I haven't seen old homes that don't have foundation cracks.
Right. Hopefully, if the builder has put it together right, they're not too bad. But cracks in the foundation can be really detrimental to your home and can cause severe problems. What you need to know about the insurance part of it is that in most cases, a crack in a foundation is not a covered loss in insurance. And the reason they do not consider it a covered loss in insurance is that it is usually done over a period of time. A loss has to be sudden and accidental, as they put it, sudden and accidental. A crack, they determine, is caused by the drying of the soil underneath or getting wet and then drying out slowly over a period of time until it breaks.
Right.
So that causes a crack. So they agree that, or they've said they're not going to pay that. However, there are policies that you can buy coverage for it for an additional amount of money. But as a most general part, they are not covering just simple cracks that come from drying of a foundation. Now, there are cases where they will pay if there's a water pipe under the foundation that has broken that can be covered under accidental water loss.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to drill into the foundation or under it to get to the pipe to fix that loss, they will pay for that in a lot of cases. So that's...
I had that concern when we built our house a few years ago that all of the pipes for water and the conduit for electricity was all going either into or under the foundation. And there's no access under there. I mean, you'd have to dig U-shape to get up underneath.
That's
there,
right. Yeah.
Or go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, they don't encourage you to go through it unless you absolutely have to. But when you do, I guess it could be something that causes a crack that could split across.
Right. If a, for instance, the water pipe burst and it's draining water underneath the foundation, that, of course, has to be fixed. So they will pay that if it's a broken water pipe.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, they will. But they have to determine, did the water pipe break because the defective in the water pipe, or was that also drying that pulled the water pipe apart? So it gets to be a sticky loss situation.
Yeah, that sounds like it's not something that's really easy to kind of sort out. But so there's not a situation where somebody owns a home, whether they're the first owner or not, and cracks appear and they send a foundation crack, which often lends itself once it gets, you know, depending on where it is on the outside, especially in a brick home, then the crack will start to appear in the brick and then start to creep up. And the next thing you know, it's all a little more. And then another brick started to pull away. And then you've got this crack in the brick that goes down to match the crack in the foundation.
Right.
And most of that generally doesn't get covered either because it happens over time.
That's correct. It does not get covered. And it's also possible that if the company is reviewing an application for the first time and there is a crack in the foundation, they will reject that application because of the crack. If you can see a crack from, say, the top of the building up from the eave all the way down the house and through the foundation, that could render a home uninsurable until it's repaired.
But foundation repair is not uncommon.
Not uncommon, no.
If I understand, it's a tricky thing to do because you got somebody drilling way down crooked underneath your house and then putting a jack under there somehow and then lifting back up part of it and then kind of backfilling the hole or whatever and trying to put pieces of your house back together from underneath. That just seems like a big and complicated job.
It is, and it's an expensive job. But it's also something that can render your house
your investment. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Your investment. But anyway, you need to be aware that if you want to prevent cracks, especially in really hot summers the way we've had before, water that foundation and keep the soil moist around it to prevent some of these really damaging cracks. You can't probably prevent all of them, but you can really go a long way in preventing the major cracks, keeping it moist and keeping it so that it doesn't just crack
from heat and drying.
If it's on a pier and beam, sometimes those piers will shift and cause the house to become unlevel.
Mm-hmm.
So also the moisture under the foundation will help that as well.
So that's something to kind of keep in mind. If you don't have any cracks, it may not be something you think about, but the minute one starts to appear, I guess it might become real important real fast.
That's right.
Well, tell me this. I guess the foundation is sort of defined as the part on which the house sits. If you have an attached driveway that's all part of the same concrete on the foundation, or you have an attached patio that was all poured along with the foundation, those parts are not, they would not be covered under something that would be like a water damage anyway, because foundations aren't particularly covered, right?
Well, okay, let me see if I understand what you're saying. If you have a patio, it is covered for the losses that the house is covered for.
Right.
Okay, the same would be a driveway. It could also be covered for the losses that the house is covered for. But if the house is not covered for the foundation crack, then neither is the patio or the driveway.
That makes sense. Well, that kind of puts it in perspective, I guess, because I think that some of those outlying deals are quicker to crack. I know that I've had my experience already with a cracking driveway and already had some repairs done. In this situation, it was actually relatively affordable. All we had to do is deal with some time because the home was still so new. But, you know, it's not cheap to have folks come out and do work on your home regardless. So you want to be aware of that and do what you can to prevent it. Like you're talking about, water that foundation in.
That's correct.
And make sure you've done everything you can to prevent damage. Well, Phyllis, I do appreciate the foundation of knowledge you've laid upon us.
That's right. My pleasure.
Phyllis has over 25 years' experience in the insurance industry. She's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education. She talks with KETR each week about the insurance industry and things we ought to know. And we'll do this again later. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.